morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Come on, 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Come on now. You're worthy, you're worthy. Hallelujah, you're worthy, you're worthy. Glory, glory, you're worthy. Yes, you are, yes, you are. We bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. We bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. We bless your name. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. Hallelujah, we bless you. We bless your name, bless you. Father, we bless your name. You're so worthy, you're so worthy. You're so worthy, yes you are. You're so worthy, yes you are. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name, bless your name. Good morning, good morning. Yes, yes, Brother Doug. Amen and amen. Appreciate you, sir. Come on, listen. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. See, when you begin to bless the Lord, when you begin to magnify his name, how glory. Listen, listen. I knew that, Brother Doug. Listen, when you begin to bless the Lord and magnify the Lord, see, God is omniscient. God's everywhere. He's everywhere at the same time. So we can't make him any bigger. But when we bless the Lord and magnify the Lord, it brings God closer to where we are. Come on, somebody. I wish I had somebody that would do like David did. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. Come on now. I'm trying to get this to you. High glory. He gets pleasure seeing you prosper, multiply, be fruitful, and be successful. Are you understanding that? That he gets pleasure. We give God enjoyment. Amen. When he sees us be successful and prosper. So listen, I want you to get that into your spirit today, that you were going to prosper and be successful. Why? Because first of all, God promised you prosperity and success. You're going to prosper and be successful because, well, let's go here. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning was not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the Word, because the Bible says, in the beginning. So when God began, in the beginning, it was him, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. So in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Come on now. I want you to get this. In the beginning. Come on now. Right now, as you're starting your day, I just want you to get this. That right now, as you are beginning, as you are beginning. Come on now. As you are beginning, I want you to get this right now. That if we will acknowledge, okay, here we go, here we go. Okay, we're going to start right here. Okay, now listen, today, so once again, we are in God's season of 5785, your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Okay, this is going to be the season that you will abound. You will be abundantly furnished with, to abound, to overflow. You'll be, he'll furnish you richly, to be abundantly furnished, okay? But this is also the season, where's my little thing right here? This is the season that you will always have, okay? I want you to get this. I want you to recognize this. This will be the season. This will be the season. And I'm typing this in for Instagram. That this will be the season you always have. Amen. I really want you to get this. This will be the season you will always have. Can you receive that this morning? That this will be the season you will always have. Come on now. This will be the season you will always have. Well, I'm just typing some stuff in here for Instagram. This will be the season you will always have. I want you to get this. I want this in your spirit and in your knower. This will be the season you will always have. See, because sometimes you got to say it over and over until it registers in your spirit. This will be the season you will, you shall. Woo, my God, you shall. Oh, my God. My God. Oh, I'm trying to get this out. I'm trying to share this. Please share this out because I really want you to get the understanding of this. This will be the season you will always have. Now, we are in the 341st day of this 2024, okay? Now, 341 breaks down like this. The three represents divine perfection and complete. Okay, the four represents stability, foundation, and creation, and the one represents God's sovereignty, unity, and new beginnings, emphasizing his divine leadership and authority. So together, the 341 signifies a day. This will be a day of divine alignment, stability under God's authority, preparing you for a season of multiplied grace and new beginnings. Number two, you'll be connected to grace and multiplication. Okay. The 341 represents a prophetic transition into a season of abundance and fruitfulness. So this will be a season that is grace driven, established on a firm foundation, preparing you for supernatural multiplication. Now, the date today is the 12th month. December is the 12th month, and we're on the sixth day. So the 12 represents divine government, authority, and order, reminding us of God's sovereignty in all aspects of our life. And the number six, the sixth day, represents humanity and divine partnership, reflecting God's grace working through human effort to bring about supernatural results. This will also be a day of grace for new beginnings and multiplication, partnership and divine order, expectancy. You got to expect God to move. Expectancy for transition and fulfillment. 5785 prophetic theme connected with today is a theme of grace multiplying efforts, transitioning into fulfillment of promises, get this, and preparing you for new levels of fruitfulness and abundance. The prophetic release today is a prophetic release of completion and stability. I'm sorry about that. I got to watch my hands here. This will be a season where God is completing his work and establishing stability in your life. And you got to trust that what he started, he will perfect. Number two, alignment with God's leadership. Okay. The number one emphasizes the importance of surrendering to God's authority and trusting in his leading and leadership. This alignment ensures that his grace flows freely into your life. Three, it'll be a time of preparation for multiplication. You've got to make room and prepare for God to increase and multiply you. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me today. You must make room. Listen, old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I know it's December, but go ahead and start doing some spring cleaning. Throw away the old, make room for God to increase you in the new. And number four, this will be a time and season of faith-driven action. The combination of the six and the one calls you into, six is partnership, one is sovereignty, calls you to act in faith, trusting that God's grace will empower your efforts and bring them to fruition. So the practical steps that you need to do today is reflect on God's faithfulness, align with his divine order, prepare for a new beginning, and speak prophetic declaration. Declare God's promises over your life, family, and ministry and business. Proclaim his grace, establishing a firm foundation, multiplying your efforts, bringing you into supernatural fruitfulness. See, when you understand this, okay, why is this important? Because 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. Number one, a season of divine grace and completion. Number two, a season of renewal and new beginnings. Number three, here it is, the power of your mouth. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of your tongue. Your prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship means speaking the word of God over your situation and life during this time will carry extra authority, releasing God's plans in the earth for you. And number four, it'll be a divine season of rest and preparation for greater work, okay? It doesn't mean that you're operating in inactivity or you're just sitting down doing nothing, but you're preparing. You're preparing for God's next steps, okay? So come on, let's grab your Bibles. We're going to go here real quick, because I just want to get this in your spirit right now. Okay? Proverbs chapter 3. Because this is where we were. It's been talking about this all morning. I was like, oh, Lord, you are awesome. Proverbs chapter 3. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. Now look at what it says. Verse 5, 6. Five, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's your connection of your spirit and your mind, okay? So you transform your mind by connecting the word of God to your thought pattern, to your mindset. That means you begin to think. The Bible says, I'll keep you in perfect peace if your mind is stayed on me. The me is the word of God. Come on now. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. Here we go. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall what? Direct your path. Verse 7. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Respect the Lord. Depart from evil. It shall be health to your neighbor and marrow to your bones. Number 9. Honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruit of all your increase, Why? So your barn shall be filled with plenty and your presses burst out with new wine. This is the foundation of the season that you will always have. And I'm going to type this. I'm going to type this in here. Proverbs 3, verse 5 through 10. This activates your season you will always have. First of all, you trust the Lord. You acknowledge your Lord. You put him first, okay? You honor the Lord. You trust in his word. High glory. Come on now. High glory. That's right, Brother Doug. Then what Brother Doug said, I receive it. So I trust with all your heart that I'm in your word and your purpose for me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Brother Doug. See this season, see, we trust the Lord. We say, Father, we go to you first, not what we think we can do. Sometimes we wait, we exhaust all of our energy, and then when we can't do nothing else, then we go to God. No, Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, six, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. In all your ways. So before you do anything, acknowledge him, go to him first, and he will direct you. Listen, God's not a man that can lie. So when he directs and leads you, he's leading you to the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Come on now. Are you getting this morning? I want you to get the understanding. With all you're getting, you're going to understand why you're always going to have, okay? Romans chapter 5, here's our scripture. For this season, Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Good morning, nephew. Good morning, Rafa. Come on now. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. I want you to see this. So that way it makes sense. Remember that God said in this season, this will be your season to abound. To be abundantly furnished with, to abound, okay? And we're going to go to two scriptures. We're going to go to Romans chapter 5. Then we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, and we're going to end there for today, okay? Romans chapter 5, and then 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Moreover, the law entered, sin entered, well, verse 19 and 20. For by one man's sin or disobedience, many were made sinners. So by the obedience of one, many shall be made righteous. Verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the sin might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace did much more what? Fully furnish us. Grace is God's supernatural empowerment for us to be able to do his purpose. Now go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, okay? Look at verse 6 through 8, okay? Verse 6 through 8. But this I say, he that sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. He that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. Every man according to as he purposed in his heart. This is how we give. Okay? First of all, when you purpose in your heart to be like what God says for us to be givers, okay? For God so loved the world that he gave. You're created in his image after his likeness. So we should be givers, okay? According to as you purpose in your heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or out of necessity. For God loves a what? Cheerful giver. Why? For God is able to make all grace what? Abound toward you. That you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. This is God's foundation on always having. First of all, you change your mindset and you align your thinking process with God's thinking process. God so loved that he gave. When your first thought is when anything comes in that you give to the giver. You give back to the giver. Come on now. You give back to the giver. Why? Because God gives seed to the sower. Oh, come on now. If you are not sowing, God's not giving. Come on now. We're talking about kingdom abundance. You give to the giver. Jesus said it like this, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So when you give to the giver, he causes men to give back to you. Oh, come on now. Come on, get it. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. See, we want God. See, we want God to give, but we're not giving. We want the Lord to give, but we're not doing what he does. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. He says, Genesis 8:22, the kingdom of God is built on this foundation. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not stop. While the earth remains, seed time, sowing seed and reaping a harvest shall not cease. That's God's universal spiritual law in the universe. Give and it shall be given. Okay? You can give to the ministry. You can give what's called the Teruma. In the New Testament, it's also called the prophet's reward. Ezekiel 44:30, the first of all first fruits of every sort of your Teruma shall be the priest. And you shall also give the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may speak or cause or prophesy the blessing to rest and remain in your house. So when you give, we've been challenging the people to sow your seed. Sow the seed today. Sow the Teruma into the Cash App. $Prophet MD Bryant. $57.85, $157.85, and so on. When you do, it opens the mouth of the prophet. Because right now, I'm getting ready to pray over your seed even before you give it. Come on now. Father, I thank you. Your word says, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give back unto their bosom. Father, your word says that when they give it to the hand of the priest, that the priest shall prophesy the blessing to rest in their house. Father, as the priest of this ministry, I speak, declare, and prophesy that the blessing of the Lord shall make them rich and add no sorrow. The blessing of the Lord shall cause divine healing, prosperity, spirit, soul, body, as well as financial. Father, I declare and decree that your power, your blessing is, our glory, restoring their body. Oh, my God, Father, restore the body. Restore. Father, you said, I will restore unto you all the years. Father, everywhere where the enemy has tried to come against them in their body, I speak divine health and divine healing. Father, you said, by your stripes, they were healed. Past tense, already done. Father, I declare it already done. From the top of their head down to the soles of their feet. Infection, diseases, and infirmities are destroyed. Cancer is destroyed. Heart failure is destroyed. Arthritis is destroyed. Oh, come on, somebody. Woo, my God, MS, ALS, dementia, Alzheimer is destroyed. Bipolar, schizophrenia is destroyed. Our glory, Ikesha. Woo, Father, I think, oh, high cholesterol, high blood pressure is destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. And listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss this weekend. Don't miss Sunday morning, the hour of power with me and Prophet Tanya. Watch what God does on your life when you stand and trust in his word. See you on Sunday. Be blessed.